from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Islamic State militants have killed 20 government forces during an attack on a hospital in eastern Syria. The militants also seized territory in Deir al-Zor near the border with Iraq, which is split between government forces and IS fighters. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the fighting killed at least 20 government troops and 6 IS fighters. It said government forces have surrounded the hospital, but the fate of its staff and patients is not known. Some 200,000 civilians are estimated still living in Deir al-Zor's government-controlled neighborhoods. It was not clear whether civilians were killed or injured as well in Saturday's attack. Meanwhile, in northeastern Syria, a car bomb exploded in the predominantly Kurdish town of Qamishl. The observatory said 2 people were killed and 5 wounded, while state news agency Sana said 5 were killed and several others wounded. Cameroon's government said Saturday multinational forces fighting the Islamic extremists of Boko Haram arrested 5 of the group's leaders and freed dozens of captive women and children. The raids targeting Boko Haram bases in the northern Madawaya forests earlier this month freed 28 children and at least 18 women, according to a government spokesman. The news came as a summit to discuss regional security and strategies to fight Boko Haram was underway in the Nigerian capital, Abuja. In his opening remarks, Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said about $1 billion was needed to help development in the Lake Chad region in order to eradicate the causes that proliferate terrorism. This is VOA News. The campaigns for and against Britain's European Union membership intensified Saturday, with anti-EU figurehead Boris Johnson saying the bloc's current structure is doomed to fail, and pro-EU Prime Minister David Cameron warning that a British EU exit will trigger economic recession. In a Sunday newspaper interview, Johnson, a former London mayor, referenced the failed military campaigns of Napoleon and Hitler to consolidate the continent under a single government and accused the EU of an attempt to do this by different methods. He then referred to the eternal problem, which is that there is no underlying loyalty to the idea of Europe. With pre-vote surveys showing the Remain and Leave forces in a virtual tie, Prime Minister Cameron predicted a different outcome in comments to his supporters Saturday. The United Nations said in a new report that a group of 30 North Korean military instructors may have violated United Nations sanctions when they provided pistols to Congolese army and police officers during training exercises. A panel of experts said pistols were issued to members of the army and national police in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and some eventually ended up in the hands of Congolese peacekeepers working with the UN mission. According to Congolese soldiers and police, the pistols were issued during a training program in 2014 for the Congolese Presidential Guard in Kinshasa. This is seen as a violation of UN sanctions that ban North Korea from selling weapons or providing military training. President Barack Obama and hip-hop artist Macklemore joined forces in the president's weekly radio address to call on the U.S. Congress to fund more treatments to fight opioid abuse. The Grammy Award-winning artist shared his own experience dealing with substance abuse and pleaded to anyone going through the same to seek help.
Addiction is like any other disease. It doesn't discriminate. It doesn't care what color you are, whether you're a guy or a girl, rich or poor, whether you live in an inner city, a suburb, or rural America. This doesn't just happen to other people's kids or in some other neighborhood. It can happen to any of us.
The joint effort made history. White House officials said the artist is the first non-administration official to be featured on the president's weekly address. President Obama talked about the dangers of substance abuse, saying that drug overdoses take more lives every year than traffic accidents. Deaths from opioids have tripled since 2000, the president said. A new study released in April found that 44% of Americans know someone who's been addicted to prescription painkillers. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.